Dave.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Justin. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. How can I help?
I'm 28 years old, and I've been experiencing muscle fatigue in my extremities, particularly my arms, in that I work in demolition, so I have to do a lot of pulling, coating, lifting, and what have you. But for the past couple of weeks, I've been having an issue that my arms just tucker out a lot sooner than I would normally experience, in that when I go to move something or lift something, I have to do it in short bursts because my arms just completely tire out.
Is that something new? This just started?
Yeah, I've never actually had this problem before. I don't have any problems sleeping. I try to maintain a balanced diet with a good intake of vegetables, fruits, things of that nature. Blood pressure is good. I recently went to the doctor for antibiotics for bronchitis. That's been over a month ago, but even then my blood pressure was like 117 over 80, so I would like to think I'm somewhat healthy, but this has been a consistent problem, and it's gotten to the point that I can't really do my job just because I don't have the strength to do it.
Right. No, I get it. So it's recent. Have you gone to your doctor to talk to them about it? Have you had any tests done, blood work, anything like that?
Nothing like that, and it's been like a 3-week waiting period before I can even get in and see my doctor.
Okay. So you've made an appointment. You're just waiting. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a good thing. Blood work is going to be a key. There might be an electrolyte imbalance. There could be several things going on that could be causing it. How's your diet? Do you eat well, or do you feel like you eat well?
Yeah, generally my breakfast consists of either fruit or cereal in the morning and lunch. Usually because of my job is I have to resort to fast food, but when I am able, I bring lunch, a sandwich. I've traded out soda, completely cut soda out of my diet for water or Gatorade. And supper varies. It could be lasagna one night, it could be pot roast another night, and so on and so forth. But generally, fast food is one thing. Fried food is another thing I try to completely stay away from.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, if your water intake is up, I mean, are you working labor-intensive, working, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day? How many hours would you, I mean, realistically?
Roughly 7.5 hours a day.
All right. Are you drinking? This is what I would do. All right. I know you think you drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
How do you monitor it? Do you have certain bottles that you use? Do you monitor how much water you drink, or you just drink when you get thirsty?
I usually take about 4 20-ounce bottles of water to work with me, or Gatorade, Powerade. I'll go through those throughout the course of the day, and sometimes I'll have a little bit left over at the end of the day, and I'll usually end up finishing it on the way home.
Your goal is, within that 7 hours, is to drink that entire gallon jug throughout the day. So when 5 o'clock hits, or whenever your work day is over, you should be done with that gallon jug. And I think you'll find that you'll be done with your work day, not even have gone through half of that jug, and you'll be amazed at how much water you're not drinking. and see if that doesn't help with some of the fatigue. Another thing, too, is to carry snacks that you eat in between your meals. So let's say, you know, for 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., let's use those for an example. You maybe have a piece of fruit and some nuts and almonds, or you could do some type of meal replacement, something that you can probably wolf down or eat really quickly in about 5 minutes, so that, you know, it's one of those deals where you can go grab some water and really eat real quick, and it's not going to affect your job, won't affect the other guys, won't affect your, you know, any, it won't create an issue. Something you can do pretty quickly, but it'll get maybe 400 to 500 calories in your body. And so that'll give you the nutrients and to continue with stamina, and it can support the body from not losing anything potentially. Because when you get the cramping, you start tiring out easily, the body's not getting something that it needs, especially if it's something you do every day and it's, you know, it's an activity that you've been doing over a long period of time. You're thinking, then I know I'm just not getting old. It's got to be something else. And that's why that's something you could look at doing now. A multi-mineral supplement might be something you want to look into and go to the health food store. The guys there will be able to help you. But, yeah, I mean, those are some things that could be very helpful to you. And I really would encourage you. But I'm glad you got an appointment with your doctor, because I do think getting blood work done in a situation like this is really important. Because there's so much you can find out there that can be critical to your overall health. So look into that and kind of keep me posted. You can email me at asaandrew.com or call back here on the show anytime. But get that with your doc. And plenty of green fruits and vegetables. I would encourage you to cut out a lot of the grains. I hear you talk a lot about cereal, milk, and then lasagna and whatnot at night. Cut out the flour-based foods, because they really cause an issue within the gut as much as you can. Cut out the flour-based foods and switch over more fruits and vegetables. For your lunch and dinner, shoot for as much of the dark leafy greens as you can, because they are just packed full of minerals, and you'll be amazed at how much they can alkalize the body and increase the mineral content and just help you as far as energy levels. You'll be amazed at just that little bit of a change, what it can do to your overall health. So a couple things to look into. Keep me posted, all right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It's at asaandrew.com. It's absolutely free. You don't want to miss this. It's our new e-zine that's going out, and it's just amazing. I'm so excited about it, and the information is going to be great. We're going to have top experts that we have on there and that we interview and make a part of that, so we want to encourage you to check that out. But now let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Ashford, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Dawn.
My question is about discoloration of my face. I say my face, because it's only on my face. The remainder of my body is just one even tone. And because of that, you know, it's so embarrassing, because, you know, I'm dark over part of my face and some parts are light. And when I don't use the cream, it started looking spotted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's melasma, but I'm not sure, because my mother had the same condition. In the beginning, like, her skin was, like, fair, and as she got older, it began to change coloring. And like I said, it's okay if it's even, but my face is not even, just like hers wasn't.
Okay.
And so I use cream on my face, and I'm trying to find out what causes that. You know, I prefer getting to the cause rather than you having to use cream to look presentable when I go out, because it's only on my face. It's not on any other part of my body, like...
Right, I understand. Well, you know, and it could be. Let's get into that when we come out, because skin pigmentation and the changes could be several conditions, and I've just got a couple of questions for you. So we'll talk about that when we come out of this break. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Talk Radio online at Talk Radio. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Why
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it might be. Realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's amazing what goes on with the body and how it changes. But you have to be willing to make changes with your lifestyle choices. And that's what it's all about. Amazing. On this show, we're going to help you do that. So if you've got questions about it, no matter what it is, you're trying to do things naturally, or you're trying to figure out how to lose 30 pounds, maybe so your blood pressure might go down, which is a possibility, or cholesterol levels might go down, we're here to help. So just give me a call right now on the show, or go to the website, go to healthcoachradio.com. And if you're looking for a provider in your area, something like we're talking about here on the show, you can find it there at the website as well. Now, our email for the day is brought to you by Gene Mee. Gene Mee, if you've never checked this out, is an amazing company. What they're doing is they're taking nutrition and figuring out what your own genetics say that your body needs. Now, it's one thing to look at blood work, which is a good tool, and it's been a good tool for quite some time. But the reality is you want to always know what your own genetic blueprint is. That's what Gene Mee does. So they actually customize nutrition based on what your body says that it needs. They do a little cotton swab on the inside of your cheek, and you can mail that in for a little genetic test. They actually take your cells, and then of course they'll figure out what your own blueprint actually needs. Pretty amazing. Go to check out GeneMe.me on the web to find out more information. Email says from Lee in Mississippi. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I've been on meds since then, but I'm ready to get off. I'm 65 pounds overweight, but I just don't have the energy to get out and exercise. So on most days, I sit home and think about how I'm not feeling too great. Can you help? Well, here's a couple things. First, Lee, when you look at type 2 diabetes, realize this. It's one of those health challenges that really, if you work hard at it, you can come out of. Now, conventional medicine, we typically say once diagnosed, always diagnosed. But I really, from what I've seen, from things I've studied, now this is not conventional research, but many times you can get the A1C, which is the big marker for diabetes, you can get that to come down. And the reality is, all you have to do are make some simple lifestyle choices and changes in your life that can make a difference. So here's what we're looking at. Now, number one, when you're dealing with type 2 diabetes, first things first, change your diet, change your life, right? So change the way you're eating. Big rule of thumb when you're dealing with any kind of blood sugar related issues, you want to eat multiple meals throughout the day. Stabilizing blood sugar is a key. And so the first thing you want to do is getting good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Okay, protein powders are great, and you want to get low glycemic carbohydrates. Go and check out the website. You can look at glycemicindex.com, and you can find out exactly what each food has on the scale, on the number. You want to go for carbohydrates that are on the glycemic scale, which goes from 1 to 100, by the way. Anything 50 and under. Really, preferably 40 and under would be great, but 50 and under makes a huge difference, okay? Now, the other thing, your healthy fats. We got off the fat bandwagon back in the 80s and the 90s thinking that fat is going to make you fat. But the reality is fat is actually good for you, and it helps stabilize blood sugar levels. So that's one thing that you have to look at. Now, the other thing is supplementation can be helpful. So multiple meals, right? Proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And you want to do that, you know, 5 to 6 small meals a day. And the other thing is looking at supplementation. And there's some good supplements out there that have some good research behind them. Chromium picolinate's been around forever. Vanadyl sulfate has been known to be helpful. And then also alpha-lipoic acid, ALA. Is a really good one as well. Cinnamon as a spice is really good too. And they've done research on cinnamon, knowing that it supports healthy blood sugar levels, and you can simply put that on your foods on a regular basis. All of that is very, very helpful. So something you want to look at along the way. Okay? But these are some basics when you're dealing with type 2 diabetes that are important. Now, don't forget exercise too.
Exercise, we know, helps stabilize blood sugar levels. Matter of fact, a lot of people will actually, when they're exercising, they've done little tests, and they've actually checked their blood sugar levels, they've exercised, checked it after the exercise, and then, of course, the blood sugar levels tend to stabilize versus not doing it at all can make a big difference. So we know that exercise, so 20 to 30 minutes, you know, 4 to 5 days a week is something that is typically recommended. So I'm all about just get your butt moving. Just get it moving. Move on. You got to make it happen. You can't sit around. Gardening does not count as exercise. So, you know, come on, we got to get out and move. With type 2 diabetes, you know, the deal is 65 pounds overweight. Okay, you sit around and you go, well, I'm 65 pounds overweight. And I say to you, that's really not that big of a deal. It is a big deal, but it's something that can be overcome. But you have to want to do that. You have to make sure that you kind of get on the wagon to make that happen. So that's the one thing I want to encourage you to do, is that you can drop the weight, but it's about coming up with a good strategic plan to make this go in the right direction. So these are some tips that can really help. It's not hard. You know, that's the thing. Lee, I know you wrote in, and you probably think it's a little bit difficult, a little bit challenging, but it's not hard. It's not tough to get into the rhythm. Beginning is tough, but once you get into the rhythm, it's not. And you can really stay on top of it and tackle diabetes. Type 2 is one of those. Type 1 is different because you've got a strong autoimmune response going on. But type 2 is one that you can actually help overcome. And so many people are every single day. I don't know how many people I've talked to that changed their lifestyle, changed their diet, changed the way they did things, found out what their nutritional deficiencies were, either with genetic testing or blood testing, and then created a strong battle plan and went after it with everything they had. And guess what? Their A1Cs went under 6.0. Their blood sugar levels were under 100, which, again, puts you out of the range. It puts you in the healthy range. You can do it. I know you can. You've got to come up with a plan and go make it happen. Move your can. I just said it. And make it happen. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Call me right now. We're going to the phones next when we come back. This is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7270.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Whatever you're struggling with, we're here to help. No matter what it is. And know if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. Let's go to Jerry now on the phones. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, doctor? My problem is I stay tired constantly, and I'm always sleepy, and I seem like I don't never have any energy. And I also suffer, I think, maybe from poor circulation because I have to sleep in socks year-round because my feet stay cold all the time.
So as far as feet being cold all the time, is that something that, you know, that your doctor, have you checked them out? Have they looked at it? Have they told you anything about circulation at all?
No, sir. In fact, I very seldom mention it. My wife said I need to probably talk to the doctor about it because it's been something I've been having for the last 20, 30 years. I just stay cold very easily all the time.
Okay. All right. So you haven't had blood work done, say, in a year, at least. You haven't?
Sir?
Okay. So what I'm saying is, you haven't, have you had blood work done in the last year with your doctor?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. How long has it been since you've been to a doctor?
About 5 months.
Okay, five months. And they didn't, they have not done blood work at all in 5 months.
Well, what they did, I'm a type 2 diabetic. They just did the
A1C and the blood sugar.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Okay. You overweight? What is your height and weight?
I'm weigh about 200. I guess I'm 5'7", so I guess I'm about 40 pounds overweight.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of lifestyle choices? Have you made any changes at all? Diet, exercise, have you made any changes at all recently? No. Okay. It's time to. It's time. Because with a circulation like that, there could be a couple things going on. I mean, you need to go to your physician and get some blood work done. Have them look at things like your thyroid, because that's a possibility. Things could be going a little bit off when you start getting cold or you feel like it might be circulation. A lot of times it can be the thyroid. So might want to take a peek at that, and that's a simple test they can run. If they do that, have them look at your growth hormone levels, because your HGH, which is your based on your pituitary gland, that's the master gland of the body, and it controls all the hormone systems. And even if you start getting this kind of cold feet, cold extremities, hands, and that sort of thing, and it starts to become a little bit of a challenge, when they check these different areas, they may find some weaknesses. Now, it may not be clinical, and it may not be something they have to put medicine, you know, on for you, but it may be something that nutritionally that they can tackle, and maybe the medical doctor won't do that because really we don't even look at nutritional type items very much. Unfortunately, we just don't get trained in that way. But somebody that really understands nutrition, like a dietitian, can look at it from a nutritional perspective and then begin to maybe work with things. Like, for example, if it's a thyroid condition, you know, you want to do things like avoid cruciferous vegetables, eating them all the time, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, because they can tend to slow the thyroid. Strawberries can do the same thing as well. Things that can increase thyroid function that can be helpful, doing things like coconut oil, cooking in it, using it in your smoothie, whatever can raise overall optimal thyroid levels. Iodine is another big one. If it is something like that, they don't mention an iodine test, you can go to more of an integrative type lifestyle physician, and they may do more of the urine testing or saliva testing for iodine and find out what those levels currently are. So there's a lot of things to look into. But first and foremost, you got to drop the weight, period. We know that. You're dealing with diabetes, and you're going to deal with diabetes as long as you're carrying 40 extra pounds. And you probably know that. You know, but it's one of those things where when you drop the weight and you start making better lifestyle changes, eating habits and all that, everything in your body is going to be, you know, begin to stabilize and at least get better. At least 50% better, as they say. But I would definitely want to find out what's breaking down. However, whatever's starting to break down, remember, 80% of the body breaks down before we ever get our first symptoms. So, if you're starting getting cold extremities, and it is a thyroid issue, remember, it's been breaking down up to 80%. It's been going on for a long time. And so you're just now beginning to experience it. That's why getting full lab workups over the age of 40 every 6 months is the most important thing, because you can stay ahead of the game. And a good clinician or a good nutritionist or someone that really understands lab work from a really, I guess, more of a nutritional perspective or a natural perspective can look at that. And even though there might not be a disease going on, they can see patterns of what might be coming down the pipeline. Good physicians that can look on the preventative side can see this as well. And that's something that I would encourage you to do. So it's more than just check with your doctor, kind of a disclaimer. It's really like, dang, go get your butt in the office and see a doctor, so someone that can actually look at it and be a detective and figure out what's going on. Then you got to make some changes. And what I mean by that is no doctor can do it for you. Your wife can't. No, your friends, family members, no one is going to be able to drop that 40 pounds but you, man. You got to, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say it's time. You know, it's time to make some changes. It's time to go to the next level. It's time to exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Time to change your diet, eat the right kind of foods, drop the inflammation, cleanse the body for about 21 days, find out what's going on, and then dig your heels in the sand. Life is way too precious. And I always talk to people, it's funny because we live like we want to, and we get into our 40s, and then we have this oh my moment. You can come up with another word instead of my. A I call it an oh my moment, safe on the radio. But you have an oh my moment, and then it's like, my goodness, holy cow, how did I get to be 40 and on three medications and 40 pounds overweight? Well, it's happened over the years. And so then you come to a break point where you say, okay, enough. I draw my line in the sand right here, and I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to go make it happen. I'm going to get myself to a place where, you know, I'm not going to lose my last 30 years. Jim Rohn, a really good, he just passed away recently, but a great, one of the fathers of personal development, he goes, you know, when you get into your 40s and 50s, you need to realize, hopefully before you get there, that your nutritional habits and your lifestyle habits are going to determine the next, the latter half. You know, you're at halftime pretty much. With our lifespan the way it is, you're at halftime. So you're in with a coach, and you know, you're trying to figure out what the plays are going to be for that next half, because many games are won in the third and fourth quarter, right? That's where one team will get a little tired, and another team, everybody's tired because you've already played half a game. But now becomes the strategy. Now becomes where you're going to dig in that extra stuff from the inside. Now you're going to figure out, what do I need to do to be strategic so I can live the second half and live it strong and live it long? Because I don't want to die at 65. You know, if the Lord takes me at 90, okay, I've lived a good life. If that's when I'm supposed to check out, then that's fine. I'll go home then. But 65 because of cancer or something crazy, because I was 50 pounds overweight carrying diabetes, and somebody has to cut my foot off because of, you know, I start losing circulation in my extremities and all this, and neuropathy and all that. No, not happening. Start losing feeling in my feet. No, that's not going to happen. Start have to get in a wheelchair. No. So you kind of draw that line in the sand. You see where things are going, and then you say, okay, this is what I've got to do to make changes so that my second half is strong. It's all about right now at this point for many people, and for this show and for all the stuff of the doctors that are doing all this media and television right now, it's all about the second half people. Rarely do you get the 20-year-olds that call and say, more than just, I don't want to be sick like my parents are. Like those are the kind of questions. I'm worried about, my grandpa just got diagnosed with prostate cancer. I don't want to have that. What do I need to do? And I get a handful of those calls, and that's it. So if you listen to my show long enough, you'll see that it's mostly, you know, 40 and up, and everybody wants to know how to live that second half strong, or things are broken down, they're in their 70s, they don't want to do much of medication, they want to figure out how to do it naturally. And what it comes down to is lifestyle choices. And until, you know, we get that under our mind, that that's the key, that's what's going to happen. The good news is for you, to circle back around, is that you can make a change. And the great news is that you're starting to get this weird stuff going on in your feet, and you don't know what it is, but it really is a part of the blood sugar component, and it also could be part of a glandular component like thyroid or your metabolism. And all of that can change. So it's going to require, though, you making some serious lifestyle changes. That's the key. So if you need help, let me know. We're always here for you. Call me on the show. Email us, whatever you need, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. They're saying now that exercise will help people with Alzheimer's avoid nursing homes. Regular exercise will slow any form of disability that prevents falls in patients with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It'll also decrease overall costs. There's a Finnish study that was done and then also looked at by Johns Hopkins University. Exercise for people with dementia, they're saying, decreases the overall risk of increasing disability. So they did that within group-based exercise, and they also did it in individuals and came up with the same results. Powerful, powerful stuff. Now, when it comes to foods, one thing I want to tell you is this, that food can be our best medicine. And no matter what you do, no matter what your diet is, if it's, you know, overall
junk food, if you eat fast food all the time, literally you can make some changes in your life and see some radical results. It takes about 21 days to clean the system out really, really well, and then you can create a brand new plan. We're going to talk about some of that when we come back and go back to the phones.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems.
taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can find out all the information. If you miss something on the show, you can always go there and find out any of the updated articles and things that we talk about. Again, a lot of times people miss things. You can catch it out there. Also, if you're looking for a provider in your area, go to mywellnessproviders.com. We've got all kinds of docs joining in the network around the country. Obesity, they're saying now, is linked to prostate cancer. Of course, just so you know, being overweight or in the obesity category is linked to just about, well, most kinds of cancer. So one of the best ways to help fight against that is to, of course, keep your weight in check and keep your body at the body mass index that it's supposed to be at. And if you're overweight and really fighting that battle, struggle with it, realize that you can make a change and the body can change. You got there one way, you can undo it and come back the other way, but it takes a strategic plan and a way to do that. But they're saying now that obese men are more likely to have precancerous changes detected in benign prostatic cases, with an increased risk for eventually developing prostate cancer. New study suggests that researchers, they examined data from nearly 500 men over a period of time, and the prostate abnormalities were detected in about 11% of the patients, and abnormalities were strongly associated with obesity. Now, after taking into account factors including family history of prostate cancer, researchers concluded that obesity at the time of the initial biopsy was a major factor. So at the end of the day, they're saying that there's a huge, huge link between obesity and prostate cancer. So it's not all genetics. A lot of it is what many times we do to ourselves, our own lifestyle choices, that can make a big issue when it comes to cancer, especially the prostate, which is, of course, right around the corner and rising as one of the leading cancers and health challenges that we're seeing. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
How are you?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Okay. I am 52 years old, have moderate exercise, anywhere from 40 to, say, 70 minutes of walking and or jogging a day. You know, generally good health, maybe you could stand to lose 10 or 15 pounds, something like that. My issue is just wondering if this is normal, that joints, the hips, the knees, you know, about a year ago, I guess, started feeling the achiness in the joints after I've been stationary for a while, just from, you know, sitting and getting up and kind of achy. I feel like my grandmother, you know, all hunched over. And then once I start moving, things are okay. You know, right. When I get up in the morning, first thing after I've been riding in the car, you know, I'm kind of creaking along just, again, until I get moving. And I go to the store and see, you know, just a plethora of supplements and things, and just wondering, is that stuff for real, or is this just something that I can handle nutritionally, or just looking for some suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, the supplements themselves can be helpful, but they're not going to correct the issue. And that's what a lot of people think. You know, they think, well, if I take a pill, is that going to fix it all? But you've got to look at kind of the background. With joint pain, a lot of times it starts in the digestive tract. It starts with a buildup of inflammation within the body, but it doesn't happen overnight either. You know, it happens over a period of time. So for you, has it been kind of gradual? Have you seen it slowly get to this place, or did it happen, you know, fairly quickly for you?
And it's been, like, I would say in the past year, just seeing it kind of gradually happen.
Slowly happening. Now, has your stress levels gone up in the last year to 2 years?
No, if anything, they've gone down.
So they've gone down, and how's your diet overall? Do you eat well? Like, why don't you tell me breakfast, lunch, and dinner what your normal routine looks like?
Cereal for lunch, cereal and a banana usually for breakfast, skim milk. Lunch usually is going to be something like maybe a yogurt or an instant lunch or something. I'm a teacher, and I grab something real quickly. Dinner will be, you know, meat, vegetables, and most anything, unfortunately. You know, I'm sure there's some bad choices in there. I try to eat two really good, and then the third one I kind of let my self have pasta or whatever is. Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I mean, but I will tell you that with any type of arthritic type pain or just achiness that goes on, a lot of the wheat products, many times, and it's not forever, but for a period of time, if you eat a lot of wheat products like cereal-based foods, processed carbohydrates, especially with wheat, the gluten can stimulate a little bit of an inflammatory process. And again, it's not, oh, don't ever eat bread again or don't ever eat cereal again, but for a period of time, you can eliminate foods, and it's almost like hitting a reset button in the body. Then the body can start handling it a little bit better, so you might want to consider looking at that, and just by cutting out things like wheat and dairy products for a period of time and see how your body responds to it. That's a big piece of it. And the inflammation process can come in a variety of ways. You might want to look at getting a blood test done, too, to see if you have any nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering around. Sometimes those can be the culprits as well. And then what about exercise? Are you a walker, a jogger? What do you do as far as exercise, and how often do you do it?
Well, every day I'm out. I've got labs, and so I'm out with them. My light days, I'll be walking, say, 40 minutes with them, and then 3 days a week I'm doing their walking plus some jogging in addition. So anywhere from 40 to 70 minutes of exercise, and that's 7 days a week.
Have you had your vitamin D level checked?
No.
Yeah. Vitamin D is one thing you want to go have checked. I would go to your physician, and when they do the blood work and they look for nutritional deficiencies, that's a big one. So a lot of joint aches and pains, believe it or not, women especially get very low in vitamin D. The numbers need to be about 70 or 80, which is the upper end of the lab values. Many times if your vitamin D is too low, you can't utilize calcium and other minerals, and that can lead to joint pain. So you might want to get that done with your physician and then go from there, okay? Thanks for the call. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.